This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's 4 years past due, and a vast underground complex by the U.S. Capitol is still being built. For tourists, there will be theaters, exhibits, a huge restaurant, and gift shops. For Congress, meeting rooms, a media studio, and more. The price tag has more than doubled. In these times, it might be worth asking, is the Capitol Visitor Center worth it? NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
There's no doubt about it. It's going to be beautiful when it's finished. 35 feet below ground, the skylights frame an inspiring view of the Capitol Dome. The elevators are clad in pink Tennessee marble. Even the coat check announces itself in bronze. Tom Fontana is the spokesman for the architect of the Capitol. This is the office that steered this project. Outside the center, he paints an image of long lines of exhausted visitors waiting to get into the Capitol, kind of like immigrants waiting to reach America.
And by the time people got to the Capitol, they were tired, they were hungry, they were fatigued. There were no restrooms to use. There's no place to grab a bite to eat.
Well, those days will be over once this place opens. They'll want to move in. Inside, Tom Fontana and I head into the center and into the Great Hall.
This is that space I talked about being close to three times the size of the floor space available in the rotunda.
You could almost have a football game in here.
It seems like it, or even a model airplane show, someone suggested. It's about a 200-foot by 100-foot area. There is access to both of the two 250-seat orientation theaters.
We walk into one of the theaters.
Surround sound speaker system. And the goal is to really, you know, almost to shake the stone off the walls here. When we show an image of George Washington laying the cornerstone, the goal is to kind of feel the thud in your chair.
Outside, Irish tourist Mary O'Shea likes the idea of a visitor center at the Capitol, but she comes from a thrifty place.
Probably is, you know, good idea. I mean, I don't know how much does it cost.
Right now, the price tag stands at $621 million. O'Shea changes her mind when she hears that.
It's just a great example of government gone amok.
That's Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston. He says the Republican leadership took his gavel away when he tried to rein in the spending as chair of an appropriations panel. He says the Democrats didn't buck the spending, even when he tried to trim one of five new underground tunnels from the design.
The tunnel that we zeroed in on was a $12 million tunnel that goes to the Library of Congress. Now, I'd love to tell you that members of Congress use the Library of Congress on a regular basis, but they absolutely do not. The reason the tunnel is being built is so that tourists can leave one gift shop and go to the next.
I was thinking about what could you do with $621 million? That wouldn't even put us in Iraq for 4 days.
It would not, but you know what? It would buy a tank that could save one life.
Or he said, how about reducing the deficit? Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz holds the gavel now that the Democrats are running things. She says her panel has instituted real bipartisan oversight. She believes the nation does need a visitor center to teach the public about the least known branch of government. But that said,
I've been asked, is it going to have been worth it when it's open looking back?
And she has to say, no. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.